This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Left of it anyway. I hope you experience love of some sort, even self-love. Love, easy for me to say. Self-love. Love what you are. You know, I heard that everywhere. I saw signs about that today. That it's like, okay, everyone's going to make everybody feel like they belong on Valentine's Day. There was a lot of love happening in Los Angeles because the Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 23-20. Now they get ready for a big parade. What a show that was. And it was maskless. Lots of maskless faces. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them for this Super Bowl. So much different than the last time around. Speaking of love, I love that the United States has more medals finally in the medal tally for the 2022 Winter Olympics. 16, 7 of them gold, 6 silver, 3 bronze, and they're starting to add up, and there are some more events where Americans could medal as well. One thing that I don't love this Valentine's Day and beyond is the fact that we're looking at $100 a barrel oil, which, of course, will just add to the inflation shock, I think, for so many people. Because what does it mean for you and I? It means, yeah, when you pull up the pump, get ready to feel like you are living in Los Angeles. As I always say, when you go to the West Coast, it's shocking for all of us in the Midwest, the South, Southeast, Southwest, Northeast, etc., the rest of the country, how much more usually gas is. And now it's just going to go a lot higher pretty much for everybody. So crude to 100 by the end of this month. That is what the prediction is. J.P. Morgan and Chase, they're warning that it could even get up to 150 a barrel, which would stall the global expansion and send inflation well over 7%, more than 3 times the rate that's really been targeted by most monetary experts, if you will. So it is a shock. I mean, the oil shock feeds into the system and gives us the picture of that broader inflation problem. If there's a decent chance of seeing that, and it will significantly slow global growth. To give you a perspective, oil is about 50% higher than a year ago. 50% higher. So now we're still in winter. Natural gas, up, up, up. Up, up, up. So part of the problem, a post-lockdown resurgence, we saw that. So worldwide demand, the tensions ignited by Russia, which is the oil giant, and strained supply chains. Oh, are we tired of hearing about that? Absolutely. But those are some of the reasons why we're looking at that crazy, crazy number for oil. And as I mentioned, this is something that all of us, because this is what the show is about, what's happening in your backyard and mine, will feel. You will feel the pinch. You know, when you just don't really think about gas too much because it's kind of at that same price, you're going to be talking about it. That's the thing that people are going to be complaining about, gas. Yeah. Taking the place of the mass versus the unmasked, because now we're seeing with cases falling fast down to about 175,000 daily, I'm talking about coronavirus cases. Hospitalizations can be high in some areas, but with the cases falling. What's happening is now it's the new normal of not being masked. Washington, D.C. and Maryland on Monday became the latest localities to loosen the mask strings. And there were a lot of governors across the U.S. that did the very same thing. Is it premature? Is it a tough call? Is it what should be done indoors? Well, that's up to the various states to decide, because the federal government kicked it back to all the locals as to what was going to happen. So we are exiting the Omicron surge. There are people getting sick, but we're not at the peak of the surge. The most vulnerable people are the ones that are really getting it at this point, so it seems from the reports from the hospitalizations, right? And the question of the mask or not to mask, and do you take it off or what happens in airports, trains, and those kinds of places, you still have to wear it. So if you're flying, they're going to require that. They're not saying, oh, yeah, go ahead and tool around the airport. They will come up to you and absolutely tell you you have to be wearing a mask. As I just flew back and forth to Des Moines, Iowa, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and in the eateries or hanging around waiting for the plane, you had to be masked up. And, of course, on the plane, you had to be masked up, and they made a very big deal of that, saying that they were going around and checking everybody, and if you were falling asleep, you had to have your mask showing. So that has not changed at this point, but we are seeing it change as far as looking around, and when you look at people in public, it's become very, 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 very different, right? Another strange thing from the pandemic and worth mentioning here at the top, because I'm seeing this more and hearing about this more in the South and the Southeast and just visiting the Midwest, people were talking about it. Pedestrian deaths have climbed to the strange record level in the last 2 years during the pandemic. And what are they chalking that up to? All kinds of different reasons, but anxiety levels, larger types of trucks or SUVs or vehicles in general that people are driving. And so what's happening is reckless driving. Reckless driving where you hear these stories where somebody blows past a red light and slams into somebody on a sidewalk, for example, or in a crosswalk, not paying attention. That's scary, isn't it? And that would certainly add to, I think, anxiety levels. So to give you an example, we visited New Mexico, and in New Mexico, they've got, they say, 99 pedestrian deaths, up from 81 in 2020. This was just at the tail end of 2021, and 83 in 2019. So they keep seeing it move up, inch up, the most since they started tracking it. And oddly enough, and I've read a couple of stories on this, that the Sun Belt states have really been hit with this, that they've seen a big spike in that part of the country. And hey, New Jersey, highest number of pedestrian fatalities in more than 30 years, more than 30 years. Again, motorists, you know, slashing driving time and doing whatever they're doing as they run on errands, etc., and not paying attention. And I think it's also one of the reasons, and some of the police chiefs around the country have said this, that it's a lot has to do with drivers getting angrier and angrier. All right, much more to come on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Tell you what, I'd love to give a lot of it to Michaela Schifrin, watching her race. Now, downhill is not her best, but she did not medal in the downhill. So after a challenging first week at the Olympic Games, the Americans saw her record two did not finishes in her best two races. And a ninth place finish in the Super G, she returned to competition on Tuesday in the downhill in Beijing. There were 12. She was 12th in a field of 36. She crossed the finish line 1:34.36, which was the 11th fastest time of her completion. But it was her first time competing in the race in the Olympics. She had won the event twice in the World Cup circuit and had five podium finishes, but not to be. She thought she might have a shot, but she didn't have a shot this time around. She said that she's not focusing on meddling anymore. She's just trying to do her best execution of the day, and it's a little bit of a paradox that your best chance to have that performance is to stop thinking about the performance. Oh, we feel you. And to focus on what you're doing in that moment. I love the tears and the interviews that she's been gracious enough to give and these horrible things that have happened because she's been blasted all over the place you know, prior to the Olympics, this incredible skier who has really nothing to prove, but she's representing the U.S. and feels like she has just let every single one of us down. And so the focus continues to be on her. But I like the way she says, you know, everybody's reached out to me and it's so kind, but I'm letting people down. And she's not letting people down. She's doing what she has to do to survive and try to win a medal. She has one more chance. That's Thursday's combined event. She won the silver medal in 2018 in that event. So Thursday is her last chance to win a medal. And again, watching her compete and the way she's held her head up high, I think she's a winner. I think she's a winner no matter how you slice it seriously. But we're paying attention, and she knows that. People are paying attention to what's happening there. All right, no love for the way Trudeau has handled the situation with the trucks. We've been talking about that a lot, and of course it's affected the United States. But finally, something interesting has happened. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, invoked emergency powers to disband the truckers and other demonstrators who clogged the streets in Ottawa and blocked border crossings other places to protest the restrictions that they have. And they call it Canada's Emergencies Act. So it gives their government more power to restore order. Trudeau rolled out the military and said it would be a limited time and targeted to just the troubled spots. And in addition to threatening to tow away a trucker's rig because the truckers are blocking bridges, the government also plans to freeze their personal and corporate bank accounts and suspend insurance on their trucks, hoping that, okay, we're going to force this. That's what we're going to do at this point. Because there's a couple of different crossings, right? The Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrested 11 people at the blockaded border crossing at Alberta opposite Montana after learning of a cache of guns and ammunition. So there have been so many areas that have been blocked up, but especially Ottawa in its third week. And there have been other movements in other parts of the country, like I said, at these various U.S. specific, of course, Canadian border crossings. The most prominent one was a critical one, the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor, Ontario to Detroit. And that was a week-long siege, and that caused some Americans to lose money that worked in auto production because the parts weren't getting across the bridge. So the Freedom Convoy was jacking with several Americans who were just there on the assembly line trying to do their jobs, who lost days and days of pay. But finally, that was disbanded over the weekend because of a judge on Friday who ordered the blockade to be disbanded and also said that, look, anybody who defies the order, you are going to be arrested and your rig's going to be towed away. So that came to an end on Sunday, the Ambassador Bridge blocking. That stopped. But you have these other places where you've got so many others locally trying to handle what's going on. And so the bottom line was people were furious with Trudeau. And like I said, it cost many in the United States precious time and money that they needed. Now, if I trickle that down into New York City, for example, New York City fired 1,430 workers who failed to comply with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The total is less than 1%, though, of 370,000, basically, in the city workforce. In California, they're delaying until February 28th the decision on whether to lift the mask mandates in schools, because schools have really been where the tug of war over masks especially has been incredibly heated. Walmart, if you shop in Walmart, is not requiring fully vaccinated workers to wear masks while working in the stores unless mandated where they are locally. So California, they would have to wear them, for example. Because, you know, you go in the stores, and usually the people who are working there, the waiters, anybody behind the counter, You know, if it's a restaurant or if it's a store, they have a mask on at this point. So it all comes full circle to what I briefly touched on when it comes to masks and masks being off so much in public. In fact, we're doing an unofficial poll. You can weigh in, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. What's it looking like in your area? Are people comfortable in just going about doing what they normally would do and not scrambling for masks and wearing masks? I'll take the first one on that. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's a mixed bag. There are some people that are still masking up in grocery stores and in restaurants and in various lines to get into, let's say, a movie theater. But I would say it's more people are starting to unmask than wear the mask. So that definitely has been a shift. Always when the Super Bowl wraps up, one of the things that's talked about, besides the Super Bowl itself, which, by the way, coming up, we're going to go to the man cave, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But in our next hour, I'll talk more specifically about the Super Bowl commercials, because of all the money that's spent and all the time that it takes for some of these commercials, it becomes part of our culture. People talk about it. You know, a 60-second spot during the Super Bowl broadcast was $6 million to $7 million. Wow. And then same thing, you chunk it down a little bit for 30 seconds. So you had all kinds of interesting things at play, including Rocket Mortgage did a perfect pitch, Anna Kendrick, using Barbie Dream Home and children to illustrate Rocket Mortgage. And they say, I was reading the background of this because it rated pretty high, that it took 7 months of development to come up with the idea, to execute it, to do, you know, to pull this all together and to come up with this ad that really scored, I guess, pretty high, because they always have the ad meters. So, you know, Barbie is iconic, generational across many, many generations. And then Anna Kendrick for the roles that she plays, like Pitch Perfect. Of course, young girls would know her from that, but other people would know her from her movies as well. I guess that that really struck a chord. That was one of many that did. There were 65 Super Bowl commercials, 65 of them. Man Cave, I'm walking there now. I'll meet you there.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Despite having the manpower at the border, Russia is signaling that it is open to more talks as the U.S. and allies hope to avert a crisis in Ukraine. But the Biden administration believes that an invasion can happen any day now. The Kremlin denies that it has any plans to invade its neighbor, but it wants guarantees that Ukraine and other former Soviet countries won't be allowed to join NATO. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says diplomacy is still an option.
The path for diplomacy remains available if Russia chooses to engage constructively. However, we are clear-eyed about the prospects of that given the steps Russia is taking on the ground in plain sight.
The U.S. not taking any chances, evacuating almost all of its staff from Kyiv and telling Americans that remain in the country to get out. This is USA Radio News. Some parts of the country face a strong weather threat.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, in northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan, temperatures could reach sub-zero levels in the upper Midwest and around the Great Lakes, with wind chills that may drop at least 10 degrees below zero. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mazars, the accounting firm of former President Donald Trump, is cutting ties with them. The firm also advised the Trump Organization to inform anyone who received Trump's financial statements to not use them when assessing the health of the company or the former president. The letter made public in a court filing after a New York State investigation found evidence that Trump and his company used fraudulent valuations to secure loans and tax benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Comfortable chair right now. Their feet up. Can you feel it? You're all invited in. The Woe Man Cave, of course, is part of the Man Cave. And whoa. The Super Bowl maybe was closer than it should have been. 23-20 was the final score. The Rams taking it. The Cincinnati Bengals were reminded of a weak offensive line. Joe Burrow sacked again and again and again and again and again. And Cooper Kupp, the amazing wide receiver for the Rams, delivering when it mattered again and again and again, and Matt Stafford delivering when he had to, the quarterback for the Rams, after 12 years of wasting away as the quarterback for the hapless Detroit Lions. So they were all in. I mean, that was their message all year long. They kept saying all in, all in. They were mortgaging everything, and they did, because they had some great big picks that they definitely traded their chips in to get Matt Stafford, thinking he was the answer to get them to a Super Bowl. And sure enough, Cooper Kupp, too, who was the steady hands man, the two of them showing up daily. It's widely known at 6 a.m. to look at footage and to come up with angles and look at teams that they were taking on and all of that. So they really paid off all that extra work with the two of them. He caught 8 passes for 92 yards, 2 touchdowns to win the MVP of Super Bowl 56. The Rams came back in the fourth quarter, beat the Bengals on Sunday night. 4 of those catches, 39 of the yards, and 1 of those touchdowns was on the 15-play fourth-quarter drive that turned a 2016 Cincinnati lead into a 23-20 Rams win in the end. And Matt Stafford, in his career, has had 45 career game-winning drives, and that was one of the biggest to win the Super Bowl. That's for certain. There's other things you could talk about that didn't happen in the game, a call that was missed that was huge for Cincinnati, a 75-yard touchdown pass on the first play of the second half. But it certainly looked like the Rams were going to be able to get back into that late in the game, and that's how that it would have turned out. So they win, and it is sad for the Bengals because they're 0-3 now in trips to the Super Bowl, and it's been 33 years. But I think Joe Burrow will be back. I was asked that today because for the past 5 weeks, I've been on a big station in Cincinnati, WLW Sports. They talk sports. And they've had me on with Gary Jeff Walker and analyzing what's going on in this road for the Bengals, et cetera. And that was a question that we talked about. And I do believe that we're not seeing the last of him in this position. He reminds me in some ways of Pat Mahomes. But the bump around him is that he needs a better offensive line. So that's what I think they have to work on in the off season, right? They got to work on that. And for the Rams, I mean, it was just an incredible night. It was such an incredible night. You had Rams safety Taylor Rapp, who proposed to his girlfriend right after Super Bowl. Just got down on one knee in the middle of all the chaos and said, "Yeah, or, you know, will you marry me?" So I'm ready. I knew it. If we won, that's it. We're gonna do it. So, yep, sure enough, she did say yes, because that could have been a little awkward. But they had been dating. They were high school sweethearts and went to the proms together and all of that. But so interesting, some of the side stories, I think, of this Super Bowl win, and also the fact that it was on NBC. And, you know, there's rumors, and there was even a spot for it, that Al Michaels might not be back with NBC, that he might, in fact, be going to Amazon because they've got the Thursday night games coming up for the NFL next year. And Troy Aikman, who's partner with Joe Buck on Fox, may be his partner. There are some attractive money offerings that are being thown around. So do they both leave their positions? You know, Al Michaels, the great Al Michaels with NBC, legendary broadcaster, and Troy Aikman with Fox. I mean, who knows? It's at this point rumors. It's nothing is official, although we do know that there will be Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, if you're an Amazon Prime user, that's going to be Thursday Night Football. It was inevitable, I think, that was, you know, going to happen, and so sure enough it did. How about this? Mattress Mack. You heard about this guy, right? So Jim McInvale lost bets on the Super Bowl, and high string losses are in his past. He certainly has had some wins, but how much did he lose? $9.5 million. He bet the farm on Cincinnati to win the Super Bowl. Got up Monday morning, just went back to work. He is iconic in Houston. He owns a place called Gallery Furniture, and he's gotten a lot of national attention because of some of the big sports bets he's made. And then he tries to mitigate the losses with his promotional giveaways at his store. But he lost his bets when the Bengals lost that lead that I talked about. The Bengals covered the 4-point spread, but he bet on the money line, meaning he needed a Bengals win. So it's interesting, right? He had this promotion going that he offered customers who spent at least $3,000 on a mattresses and furniture at his store their money back if the Bengals won. So he didn't lose there, right? So the losses, though, oh, he had all kinds of losses on top of losses. Alabama in the national title game, future bets on the Patriots and Tennessee Titans. Altogether, $18 million in betting losses since the calendar turned to 2022. Yeah. So, that I guess just didn't work out for him that time around. That's the thing with betting. You think you have a sure thing. And look, can he afford to wager it? I believe he can. And that's why he does it. It's part of his thing in making these big bets. But certainly it attracts attention and curiosity as to who's the guy who's placing the, you know, the big bets. Who's that guy who's doing that? We move from the Super Bowl to the Winter Olympics. And again, looking at some of the big stories, and the biggest story overall to me is that you've got the U.S. women into a gold medal rematch against Canada. And you know what I'm talking about before it leaves my lips, if you're paying attention at all to Olympics. And that is hockey, right? That's the big showdown there. The Team USA looking for its second straight gold against arch rival Canada. That happens at 11 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. Canada rolled through Switzerland in the semifinals. They've outscored their opponents 54-8. And the U.S. and Canada have faced each other in 6 of the 7 Olympic women's hockey finals. Canada has won gold 4 times. So there's high anticipation for this. If you're up, maybe you'll be watching it, right? That's what some people say is the problem with the Olympics, is the time where it goes deeper into the night, much deeper even than the show you might be listening to live. So I like the chances of the U.S., but I don't want to jinx them. So just good luck. Good luck in possibly defeating the Canadian women, and of course we'll let you know if that happens. The great news is what I said at the top of the show. The total medals for the U.S., 16, and 7 of them now are gold, because for many, many days there were no gold medals. So 7 gold medals, 6 silver, 3 bronze at this point, right? You know, one of the stories from the Olympic Games is this Eileen Gu, who's 18. She finished finished second in women's ski slopestyle, and she gets another medal, though. And what's interesting is, you know, by the slimmest of margins, she's an American-born freestyle skier, but she represents China because of her mother, so she was able to represent China instead of the United States. And this is somebody who is, she's a model, she's sought after, she's an influencer, etc. And she's got just a contagious smile and attitude. And, you know, she said her goal coming to the Olympics was to have one gold and one more podium in a different event. And so she says, I've already met that, and I'm going into my strongest event, the half pipe. Too bad she's not representing America. But we do have some fine athletes who are there for the half pipe. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens when she jumps into, you know, that event. So there are lots of different things that are going on, including figure skating, women's figure skating. And there certainly has been controversy there because of the young Russian skater, Vaev, who is now cleared to compete at the Beijing Olympics after a failed drug test, which has infuriated lots of people. The IOC says it won't hold a medal ceremony, though, if she places in the top 3. So anybody else who wins a medal, nobody's getting on the podium. Consider that. It's a crazy, crazy story that unfolded. But the key thing you need to know is she gets to compete. Coming up, your thoughts on all kinds of things that are happening around the world and locally in the mailbag.
Q102. Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in the mail, then.
Dig in the mail, then.
Yeah!
All right, so we are standing in the mailroom, and once again, I'm overwhelmed by the amount of mail we receive 24/7. You can send me your thoughts on anything, furious about what's happening at the pumps, or something else great that might be happening in your neck of the woods that you want to highlight, a big high five to somebody that we need to know about. Send them to me. Let me know who that is. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Okay, so this one is from Tom, and I've been talking a lot about Michaela Schifrin. So Tom says, Kate, Michaela Schifrin, I didn't have any idea, I have to say, who she was. But after your constant conversations about what's happening with her and how she's doing the best she can representing the United States, I actually feel for her, although she doesn't want people to feel sorry for her. She wants to compete and she wants to win, and she's used to winning and not having those wipeouts where she wasn't even involved in two of her big races. So thanks to you, my wife's blaming you, I am now a little bit more hooked on the Olympics. In a way, I think it's a good thing because I agree with you. Isn't it great to cheer on some of our athletes when you consider how hard they work and we want to see the United States do well. I think some people just don't care about Winter Olympics or don't like sports in general. And the time difference is the big reason why it's not really getting the support. I would love to see the numbers for what happened after the game, the Super Bowl, because they were really pushing watching the Olympics on NBC right after the game ended, and they went right to the Olympics and actual medal events. I think that's the other thing that stops people. They don't really understand the schedule, and if it's just preliminary runs and qualifying, that's important and certainly important to the athletes, but it's boring for the people who are watching because we want to watch when the medals are on the line. All right, Tom, I agree. Thanks for that. I think the things that you just said are all correct, that part of the reason is because you don't really, some of the sports you don't understand, and then you tune in and you just want to see the medal deal. Okay, now I'm going to watch all these people race downhill, and is the medal on the line? What's happening here? Do I understand what this is? And I think that's why NBC just made it really easy to say, hey, these are medal events. We're going to them, boom, right afterwards. Okay, this one is from Roger, and Roger is listening to us in, it looks like Davenport, Iowa, because he said Davenport, so I'm assuming it's got to be Davenport, Iowa, and it's got to be 1340 AM, our affiliate KROS. So thanks for identifying that. He says, well, Kate Delaney, you liked Iowa. I heard you mention that it was balmy. We made that weather just for you in the 40s, because trust me, it is not that way normally. It is very chilly, cold, and snowy, and nasty weather during the winter. Not quite, perhaps, what some other places may get in Upper Peninsula areas, for example, like Minnesota, Michigan, but we definitely get our share of nasty weather. So good for you that the weather was super nice. I'm hoping that your flight was okay, because every time I tune in, we're talking about nonsense in the air and will people be put on no-fly lists because they're ridiculous and pilots are having to land planes in other areas. And what is with the unruly passengers? I agree with you. If they're getting drunk in bars and then deciding they're going to have a big mask raid, shame on them. They certainly know getting a ticket, that's what they have to deal with. If you don't want to mask up, drive. That's the name of the game. And I think it's people that should be banned from flying again. And that might be harsh that they never, ever can get on a plane. Maybe it makes some people think about it and deters them, although I'm not quite sure they would pay attention to that. Yeah, I wonder if it would really deter people or not. Thanks for those comments on Iowa. Yeah, I kept saying that was great. I got to speak at the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce. Wonderful, wonderful people. And no, I had no problems flying. There was a mechanical problem on the way back, but the pilot just kept coming out and telling us that. Like, I never have seen that before. He just would come out, walk up the ramp and open the door and grab the speaker. And he would say that, you know, it's going to be 20 minutes. This happens a bunch. It's happened before and it should be fine. And it turned out to be almost an hour, but he made up a little time in the air and it was fine. There wasn't a problem. Although there were some people that kept coming up and asking the people at the desk, whether the flight crew at the desk, when was the plane leaving, even though the pilot was doing that. So to your point of the unruly passengers, we just saw that a plane was diverted to Kansas City, Missouri, when an unruly passenger, that's what they're calling this person, tried to force open a door before he was subdued by a coffee pot across the head, a punch to the jaw, and zip ties and duct tape. That's what they had to do. So they released that on Monday, the more of the details of it. It happened Sunday afternoon on this American flight headed from Los Angeles to Washington. So they had to be diverted. So they landed at the KC airport, and this 50-year-old was taken into custody and he's being charged with one count of interference with a flight attendant. They have a detention hearing, but that hasn't been scheduled yet. This isn't good. Those details are terrible. So what happened is he was creating a disturbance by walking into that cockpit area. He grabbed plastic silverware and he was holding it like a shank. Then he grabbed a small champagne bottle by the neck and tried to break it on the counter before kicking and shoving a service cart into one of the flight attendants. That's not good. And this guy was about 6'3", 240 pounds. He grabbed the handle of an exit door and began pulling the handle. A flight attendant tried to stop him by hitting him with that coffee pot. Then you had passengers who ran forward to help. One of the passengers, luckily, was a cop who was able to pull him away from the door. Another passenger punched him in the jaw. A third was the one that grabbed his neck and pulled him to the floor. So the passengers and the flight attendants restrained him until they could secure his hands and his feet with the zip ties. And, wow, that is crazy. They have to be grateful for the crew, for the way they handled it. And I'm sure, I thought I saw a Twitter from the Association of Professional Flight Attendants about that incident and what happened. And those passengers. I mean, this is what we know now, right? If some kook does something, we're all in this together. So if he's trying to pull a door, can you imagine that? And then just, again, trying to make a shank. You gotta help. So people didn't hesitate, and they jumped in. As I just described it, that's exactly what it said on the affidavit. So those are the details. It's crazy. I had nothing like that. I had a very good flight. Just people that kept coming up and asking about, when is the flight leaving? When is the flight leaving? When is the flight leaving? Is there other flights? There are other flights. But that was it. There wasn't anything else that happened on the flight itself. Everything was fine, thank goodness. So let's go to this one from Dan, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I watched the Super Bowl. Your Cincinnati Bengals did not win. I knew it was going to be close. You were right about that. I think that Joe Burrow will be there again in the end, but the Rams were just too tough. Their defense, Aaron Donald, you talked about him in the past. And this is a big, big win for a good guy named Matt Stafford, which I know you've talked about him as well. So at least there were some excellent side stories to this. It wasn't a bad Super Bowl to watch because we weren't really quite sure how it was going to end. And that is always much, much better than the blowouts, as you've talked about on your show. As for the Super Bowl commercials, I liked a couple of them, including the nod to the Big Lebowski, the whole bowling scene. I thought that was really, really, really good and funny with Peyton Manning. I don't know if it scored very big on the ad meter, but it scored big in my household. I think it did do pretty good on the ad meter. It was funny, and I'm a Big Lebowski fan, so I completely got it and laughed out loud as I was watching it. The Ultra Bowl, because it was Ultra Beer that they were pushing there. Thanks to all of you for your thoughts on all kinds of things. Remember, you can hit me up, like I said before, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Also, thanks for listening to this hour. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.